tonight, Hurricanes Devils, Game 5, Eastern Conference semifinals. There weren't a lot of people who gave Carolina much of a chance to get through this series when the playoffs began. I think everybody assumed it would be the Rangers. I didn't. I mean, I thought the Rangers-Devils series was always going to be a tough one, and the Devils proved to be the better team, as they were during the regular season, but maybe a better matchup for Carolina. I don't know. Let's talk things over with Eric Cole, a Hurricanes legend, a Stanley Cup champion. The Stanley Cup was in our studios yesterday. Your name is still on it, Eric.
Well, that's, I'm thankful for that. They haven't scratched me off or anything yet.
Yes. I appreciate you saying yet. There, your name's on it forever, but you can't do anything about it until like 100 years from now, when everything cycles off, and they keep dropping the 2016, and eventually falls off the cup, because I think there are there's like decades that are now off the cup. What strikes? Sir, you can go.
No. We were the first name on a new ring, so we'll get the full treatment.
Very good. What strikes you about this team? There's almost a similarity, I think, between this team and the one in 2002, the first time you made it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think that's definitely true. In some aspects, but I can't really say that in that 2001-2002 year that we had, you know, quite the success that, you know, this team has had in you know, this season. I think that, you know, back then when it was, you know, the different divisions, and you were guaranteed a, you know, a top spot if you won, you know, one of the divisions. And so, I mean, we finished, you know, winners of the Southeast, but we were, you know, in a third seed, but we had teams, you know, below us, you know, in the playoff seeding that, you know, had more points than us.
Right.
So it's a little different now, obviously, with all the changes that have happened. But I just think, you know, with that season, we came back from Olympic break and made a really strong push to just become a tougher team to play against on, you know, several different levels, where, you know, we got better at creating turnovers, and we got even better at knowing and understanding what to do with those turnovers and how to, you know, turn them into offense. Whereas I think, you know, this group here, as they've done for the last several years, including this year, you know, they just skate teams into the ground and forecheck, and are just, you know, back checking hard through the middle. Everyone plays, you know, good sound team defense. So I think that, you know, with how their first round series, you know, went, and you know, it was kind of like a slugfest. As you know, we probably had a little bit with New Jersey back in 2002. You know, the second round's been, you know, completely different. And you know, you look at the two games in Jersey that are both lopsided victories for each team. I don't think too many people would have expected that.
The goals. The Hurricanes have scored at least 4 goals in 6 of the 10 games. I was promised that the Hurricanes had a goal-scoring problem in the playoffs. Were you surprised at, I guess, the last 30 minutes of Game 4, in that there wasn't a ton? It almost seems like the Devils were resigned to their fate in that game.
Yeah, there wasn't quite the pushback that you would expect. And, I think some of that, you know, has to come from the players, but some of it also has to come from behind the bench.
Sure.
And, you know, kind of pushing the right buttons and, you know, making changes and things like that. But it seemed as though, you know, that stretch in the second period really you know, not only took the wind out of the sails of the Devils, but the Devils fans. I think that was actually one of the more brilliant things about the broadcast that day, when they were showing all the fans that were getting up and taking off out of the arena.
Right.
Yeah, really early, and you know, and for a playoff game, you don't see that very much.
No, man, for all the money you spend, people leaving in the set at the end of two, there were people asleep in the stands. Eric Cole is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Look, I talk to Rod about this all the time. We talk about players who don't always score, but is the way Jordan Martinook plays, is his game just ideally suited for playoff hockey, especially when he's healthy?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's very, you know, it's a lot more difficult to play like that over an 82-game season.
Yeah.
And it's just because of the wear and tear that comes with it. But when you get to the playoffs and, you know, the schedule kind of shifts a little bit and you're playing every other day and you're able to, you know, rest and recoup on the days in between the games, it's a bit more manageable, especially if you're healthy. You know, when you get into the playoffs with an injury, you're not wiping that off your off your plate anytime through the playoffs. I can speak to that. So it's, you know, with how well he's, you know, he's having success, but he's been in a good role for him, pretty much the entire season. And, you know, he's making good plays. So, you know, for him to, I think he's got 9 points
in this series. Game. Yes.
Yeah. So it's great. I mean, it's great to see.
Did you ever have 9 points in a playoff series? I honestly don't know. I should have looked it up, but I honestly,
you
know, don't know.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't keep those kind of stats in my back pocket.
I don't blame you, and I'm sure Martinook doesn't either. He had no points in the Islander series. I thought he was one of their best players in that series as well. What would your approach be to a game like this tonight, where you know you don't want to board a plane, especially because New Jersey is just young enough and skilled enough and dangerous enough to be a problem?
Well, you always want to finish a team off when you have the opportunity. And obviously that didn't happen in round one when the Hurricanes had the opportunity. So I'm hoping that they've learned from that experience, you know, as a group. And, you know, I think that should hopefully benefit them heading into tonight. But for me, it's, you know, you can't get too wrapped up in, you know, all the atmosphere and emotion that, you know, our fans are going to, you know, bring to the arena and the arena complex, even, you know, before the players get there, really. It's such a great time of year to be playing, and our fans, you know, especially during the playoffs, are great, and you know, the arena's just rocking. So you know, you have to play with a little bit of controlled emotion early on, and you can't, you know, let the adrenaline rush get the better of you, where you're, you know, maybe running around or you make some simple mistakes that could cost you. And then just settle into the process and, you know, focus on your one-on-one battles, focus on your compete level, getting pucks to the net, stopping and starting, you know, playing hard defense, usually, you know, creates good offense.
We'll see Jordan Staal play against Jack Hughes tonight. I'm almost positive of that, at least in two of the three periods. How is Staal, I mean, Jordan is not the fastest guy in the world. I know he's a giant human, but he's not the fastest guy in the world. And Jack Hughes, one of the best skaters in the entire league. How is Staal able to be so effective defensively against Jack Hughes?
Well, it's what Jordan does all over the ice that allows that and helps that, because it's, you know, it's not just a one-on-one matchup where, you know, he's shadowing him all over the ice. It's, Jordan does so many other good things, you know, on the, you know, through the neutral zone or on the forecheck and then on the back check as well. And he's long and very strong, obviously.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. but I think it's what he brings to whatever line he's playing with and whatever D pairing he's playing with, you know, he makes those guys better players around him.
Eric Cole is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Martin Natchez gets the first goal that ties it. And we could talk about how maybe it kind of relaxed the team, but I want to specifically talk about Natchez here because he has not had a great postseason to this point. He had a couple of points, maybe 3 points early in the playoffs, 2 points early in the playoffs, and we haven't seen a ton from him since. But to get two goals and knowing how important he is, especially his offense, what does that do for him? And did it make him a better player even in game four?
Well, yeah, you could tell he was feeling it in game four after the fact. Even the way he handled the puck, he seemed a bit calmer with it. And not only that, he was making plays, you know, out like in the offensive zone, he's making plays out to the blue line and then he's taking ice and he's looking for that play to go D to D and then, you know, back over to him. And, you know, he wants the puck. He wants, you know, he looked to me on, you know, on Sunday there that he, you know, he wanted the puck on his stick and he, you know, wanted to be, you know, a difference maker. And you know, when you score a couple goals like he did, you know, I mean, it was on the first one, a bit of a fortunate, you know, bounce and great right. hand-eye coordination by him.
Yeah.
And the second one was, you know, very similar. He put it almost in the identical spot as well. So, you know, I think that when you get, especially those types of goals where, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a lucky bounce or, you know, just anything to get the ball rolling, your confidence is going to, you know, skyrocket, and then you're going to start feeding off of it.
Final thing for Eric Cole, and I've been wanting to ask somebody about this, so you draw the straw. In 2002, the first three series before the finals, you guys all closed them all out on the road. In 2006, and I know you didn't play until we got to the Stanley Cup Finals, but the Hurricanes did close out series here at home. What is, and in 09 also, you guys closed both series out on the road before Pittsburgh. What is better? What is more enjoyable, to close out a series at home in front of your fans or to do it on the road and just silence everybody?
Well, when it's game seven and your fans haven't sat down the entire night and you get to put the cup over your head, I would say at home. But I am one of those players that loves the deafening sound of an arena gone quiet when a team ends their season. And, you know, the only thing that you can hear is, you know, the excitement from your bench and your group. I do enjoy that maybe a bit too much. But that's just me.
I'm not sure there's a wrong answer to that question. But obviously, when you hoist the Stanley Cup, doing it at home is much better. But it's, I mean, I could certainly see it both ways. Having never been in that position, I don't know what it's like, but I appreciate you telling me. I'll see you very soon. I appreciate your time, Eric.
All right. Anytime, brother.
You got it. Eric Cole here on the Adam Gold Show. Think about that. Think about putting yourself in that mindset. Would you rather do it at home in front of your fans or do it on the road? Now, I know what they're going to say tonight, and I know what they have already said tonight, that tonight needs to be the night.